Good morning and welcome to our second Hump Day Hallelujah. That's right, it is our second Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, and I'm Pastor Scott. Today is the second Wednesday, or Wednesday in the second week of Easter. I guess it's actually the third week of Easter. I don't know, I'll have to look that up. But it's definitely our second Hump Day Hallelujah following the second Sunday of Easter, which was this past Sunday. And Easter is a season, as we talked about last week, just like Christmas is a season. Easter is a season between the resurrection, Easter Sunday, and Pentecost, 50 days, Penta. I know I've said that before, but I thought it was worth repeating. And during this season, we are reflecting upon and remembering the resurrection as it should be. During the season of Lent, we used a daily devotional and a challenge, the Red Letter Challenge. And during Easter, we have adopted this Hump Day. No, it's not. It is Hump Day, but our daily devotion is called Hallelujah is Forever, because Hallelujah is indeed forever. Every day during the season of Easter, and actually always, we should be proclaiming Hallelujah, proclaiming the good news that Christ is risen, for the Son has risen indeed. This past Sunday, on the second Sunday of Easter, Andrea preached for us about Thomas and how he doubted when Jesus was revealed to the disciples, but not to him. And the poor Thomas gets a bad rap because all he wanted to do was to be able to do what the other disciples had done, which was to see the resurrected Jesus and to place his fingers in the wounds in Jesus' hands and sides. And that story goes on to say that Jesus did appear to Thomas later and provided him the opportunity to place his hands in Jesus' wounds. And then Jesus goes on to bless those who have not seen and yet believe. And I think that's important for those of us who come into the story of God's relationship with God's creation much later and didn't have an opportunity to see the resurrected Jesus. One person who comes into the story later, but not as late as us, was the Apostle Paul. And we'll be reading about his conversion experience this Sunday from Acts chapter 9. And we'll read about Paul's conversion experience on the road to Damascus. You may know the Apostle Paul's name before he was changed was Saul of Tarsus. And as Saul, he was a Jew among Jews. At least that's what his PR department put out there, that there was no one more Jewish than him. And Saul took great pride in persecuting those people who were considered to be followers of the way. That is, those people who were the disciples of Jesus. And so when Paul was preparing to go on a trip to Damascus, he received letters so that he could apprehend and bind anybody he encountered along the way on his journey who were followers of the way, and he could take them to Damascus and have them persecuted there. Saul, at the time when he left on this journey, was ready to arrest anybody he encountered who was a follower of Jesus. And on the road, he experienced a great light coming from the heavens that forced him to the ground when that light appeared. And a voice from heaven asked, "Why are you persecuting me?" And Saul replied, "Are you the Lord?" And Jesus said, "Yes, it is I. Why are you persecuting me?" And then he told Saul to go into the town, into Damascus, and to go to the street called Straight, and look for a man named Judas and go to his house. Well, Saul, through that experience that had scales over his eyes and he was no longer able to see, but the people who were with him led him by hand into Damascus. And that's the story we're going to read on Sunday. Those people who were with him apparently didn't see the vision Saul saw, but heard the voice and didn't understand what had happened. And when they got to Damascus, simultaneously to this, there was a man, Ananias, who was a follower of the way. He was a follower of Jesus, who had had a vision from Jesus that said that he was to go and find this man named Saul of Tarsus. Well, Ananias had heard of Saul and knew that he was a persecutor of those who were part of the way, who followed Jesus. When Jesus called out to Ananias, Ananias' response was, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord sent Ananias to see Saul, to join him on the street named Straight there in Damascus. And when he laid his hands on Saul, the scales were removed from Saul's eyes, and he began to follow Jesus. He was baptized that day, and then he stayed in Damascus for some time afterwards with other disciples of Jesus. And Saul's name would ultimately be changed to Paul. And as we know, Paul wrote many of the books of the New Testament aside from the Gospels, and was largely responsible for bringing the church, the Christian church, to the ends of the earth, especially to the Gentiles, to those who were not Jewish by birth. The Apostle Paul was responsible for the growth of the church in an exponential way, and a demonstration that Jesus' love actually was intended for all people. As we look at the story of Saul's conversion to Christianity, rightfully so, this Sunday we'll really focus on Saul's conversion, but Ananias plays a huge part in this story. Here's a faithful follower of Jesus who, when he has his vision from Jesus, he responds, "Here I am, Lord." And then he willingly goes to find a man who was known as a persecutor of Christians, a persecutor of those who followed Jesus. And he listened to that voice. He listened to the call. And he was sent to go to Saul. Saul, who had taken it upon himself to get a letter that gave him permission to bind the followers of Jesus so that they might be persecuted in Damascus. Ananias willingly went to Saul. And when he encountered him, he laid his hands upon him and prayed with him and told him that the Lord had sent him, and the scales were removed. Ananias plays an important part in Saul's conversion story. Ananias was sent by God to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, of the Son of God raised from the dead. And that's what Eastertide, the season of Easter, is all about. On Easter morning, we talked about Jake the rooster here on campus at Ascension, and how Jake proclaims that the sun is risen, not just at the break of day, but throughout the day, every day, because poor Jake doesn't have any hens to help him keep track of time. And we, like Jake, are called to proclaim that the sun has risen, that Jesus Christ has come for all people. No matter the time of day, no matter to whom it is we might be called, we too are being sent, like Ananias, into places that might be uncomfortable, that might at first appear dangerous. But I encourage you to listen for that voice, the voice of God calling. And when you hear that voice, that you might respond like Ananias did. "Here I am, Lord. Here I am." I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day Hallelujah.